try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of
hello, everyone, and welcome to Intersections Matches Talk Radio, a show for people who resonate with Mahatma Gandhi's quote, learn like you're going to live forever, live like you're going to die tomorrow. This is Justina, your host and the founder of Intersections Match, a global personalized matchmaking and coaching company for successful and commitment-minded singles. So today we're continuing our multi-industry COVID-19 series with an episode on philanthropy in the time of COVID-19 with Vandana Tilak, who's the CEO of Akshaya Patra USA. Vandana began raising funds for Akshaya Patra in 2012 and launched the Los Angeles chapter in October 2014. Under her leadership, the chapter has consistently raised over $1 million every year. As a pro bono CEO for the organization, Vandana oversees a lean team and works with 25-plus Akshaya Patra chapters across the USA to raise funds and awareness for Akshaya Patra. Welcome, Vandana. Welcome, Vandana.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi, Vandana. I can.
Hi.
I can. Welcome.
Okay, cool.
And
thank you.
Well, tell us about my pleasure to have you. Tell us about the impact that Akshaya Patra makes. Tell us about what the organization does.
Sure. So we started 20 years ago, and since then we have been feeding children all around in Bangalore with 1,500 meals back in 2000. And we have scaled up with innovation and just using our minds in a very careful business-like manner, and have scaled up to now feeding 1.8 million children in 19,500 schools in 13 states and 2 union territories in India every single day.
Wow. Daily. Okay.
Daily.
I learned about the high impact work of Akshaya Patra last fall, actually, in Silicon Valley, when I was invited to join fellow entrepreneurs as well as venture capitalists, philanthropists, nonprofits, foundations, CXOs, startups, and banks at the inaugural TAP Forum, which is really an innovative event, which is organized to build solutions, right, to Akshaya Patra's expansion. So, Vandana, I thought the TAP Forum was a brilliant idea. What were some key learnings of the organization from the TAP Forum?
I think the biggest learning came from the fact that you could be as big as serving 1.8 million children every day. You would have Six Sigma Kaizen technology. You would have blockchain technology. You have a very corporate donor-facing and operation-facing agenda and management style. But at the end of the, there's always space for improvement. There's always space to grow. Mm-hmm. Our ambition is to grow and feed 5 million children daily. And things keep changing. The markets keep changing. The needs keep changing. Where we are keeps changing. Mm-hmm. How we prioritize and make sure that nutrition and hygiene are important, that all remains the same. But here is where we are 20 years later and going back to the drawing board and say, how do we grow from here? That's maybe not how we grew in the last 20 years. There are some things that we could change. Also, we could grow in rural areas. We could employ more women and make it more a customized menu that the child will like to eat. So basically, it's an exchange of thoughts and ideas where it's not a fundraising platform. It's more for people to come together with resources. We have a lot of people who have enormous expertise and success in business who are our supporters. And we go back to them and say, hey, thank you. You have supported us with funds all these years. Could you help us with these, mm-hmm. these things? So in a way, you're also trying to clarify what your challenges are and putting them out in the real world and saying, help us.
Wonderful. In terms of growth and in terms of really tapping into, right, that knowledge base, the expertise industry-wide, like across all industries, to really tap into kind of the best practices. Tell me, have the goals of the organization shifted at all in the wake of COVID? Have you had to redirect anything, or tell me how COVID has affected, if in any way, the goals?
Well, COVID affects everybody. It has affected everybody on the planet.
Sure.
And
right.
With our experience of feeding millions of meals per day, the government of India, the state governments, have always depended on Akshay Patra and called us to partner up mm-hmm. with them when large number of meals are needed. So pretty much over the last 20 years, wherever there were disasters, including the floods in Chennai, in Kerala, the earthquake in Nepal, then the hurricanes in Odisha, in Gujarat, all of these places, when the Prime Minister says we are sending help, it's actually Akshay Patra that he calls upon and says, please go and feed the people. The army, the home guard have helped us to make sure that we are able to distribute the meals, because victims of disaster don't have the liberty of just going and picking up food. There has to be
sure.
a proper distribution system. So with COVID, what has changed is that the people who are receiving the meals and the people who are actually on making the meals and making sure that they are there, there is no differentiation. They are themselves in grave danger of falling sick. So we have to ensure mm-hmm. that they are taken care of, that they are given protective gear. And with that said, hundreds of thousands of volunteers have showed up. So since the lockdown began on March 24th, Akshay Patra has served about 38 million meals in just the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
In 10 states in India. Yeah. So, yeah, COVID, everything
amazing.
Affects us. And we're not afraid of making sure that wherever there's a need, it's met.
That's pretty amazing. Over 38 million since just March 24th. Tell me this. I understand there's an innovative fundraiser in the wake of COVID, actually. So, again, innovation in terms of, like you said, addressing needs and kind of figuring out how you can address needs despite the circumstances. So now Akshay Patra is hosting the first virtual gala in Boston tomorrow. Is that right? Tell us about that. Tell us about your vision for the gala.
Sure. So we had planned the Boston gala as we usually do towards the end of the previous year. The Boston Gala is the mm-hmm. first among our 40 fundraisers that happen throughout the U.S. We have 25 chapters, and each chapter plans and executes a fundraising event. We only have 9 people on staff, so 100% credit to each of the chapter volunteer teams that put together enormous events and bring in about $5 million from the U.S. just from events. And So when COVID struck, we really didn't know what to do. Our venues were decided, the food caterers, everything was planned. And we were told that, you know, this is happening, and we made a decision not to have a live event. This was back in February. But even then we said, whatever the situation might be, it's not a good idea to have a large event and which could potentially be a super spreader. So we took the permission from our sponsors and our donors, the chapter volunteers, and said, hey, can we do this online? And without hesitation, they all said yes. They all said, you know best, that this is important. And we said, then let's just find the best technology to do it. So this virtual event, even though it says it's a virtual event and called a Boston Gala, it is still a all U.S. event. So we are expecting 1,000 people on the webinar on the virtual gala of the site. That's 1,000 families. And after that, we also have Facebook Live. So people can join on Facebook Live on our Akshay Patra USA page. And of course, that's open for as many people as who want to join that. And so far, we have raised $500,000. And hopefully, we will do a lot better also tomorrow.
Wow. And that's a really good point, right? It's not limited to Boston anymore. So is this a fundraiser that's going to be for in place of the, like you said, you do, I think you had mentioned doing 40 fundraisers throughout the year. So you're really combining in that sense. You're all of your staff, everyone is kind of on board and this is nationwide. It's, or it could be even globally. Are you expecting people to be, have you had people globally then that are planning to attend this? I imagine it could be from anywhere. Really?
Well, I think it's the timing that kind of is not allowing us
sure.
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5:30 p.m. on Sunday
okay.
on Eastern time. So even in the UK,
okay.
where I'm sure we would have had a lot more traction if we had planned it a little earlier.
Sure.
But, you know, we said it's almost like we were at that point, we were on our creative not so best when we said, let's keep it at the same day and the same time. And we saw that the technology was going to let us do a lot more. But at, by that time, you know, we said, okay, that's done. So now so basically what we are doing is putting all of the events and putting them over 5-6 different events in this year. So the first one is the Boston Gala.
Okay.
And then we have speaker
okay.
series coming up. So which means it would be a speaker series or it would look like a keynote, but we would have more events with confirmations. We have speakers like Narayan Murthy, we have Baman Irani, we have Chef Sanjeev Kapoor, we have Sheena Iyengar, who teaches at Columbia, and a few more that are getting confirmed as we speak. So we will have more of these events where it's a live event, where people can ask questions, where the speaker subject and who they are is very relevant to the current situation. And it's how you do things. And what I'm hearing is that all the large conventions and conferences are getting postponed until 2022. And
sure.
what we do here
yeah.
is we raise money for Akshay Patra in India. And we can't just mm-hmm. sit around and wait and hope things will change and put our donors in grave danger of falling sick. So just do what comes next and take everything online.
That can-do attitude is really inspiring. And as you mentioned, not only is Akshay Patra, you guys have actually increased, right, in terms of the government relying on you even more than typical with this. You know, I know you mentioned that 38 million meals number. So that's really inspiring. Tell me, you know, I'm sure audience would like to know, when you say the speaker series, and I know you've already confirmed, you mentioned a number of names. What are, you mention them again. Tell us what, tell our listeners what they will be, what their topics are, what those will be speaking on. So that, you know, people, let them know what the speakers will be, you know, as you mentioned, really relevant to people at this time. So anything you can tell us about any of the speakers and what they'll be speaking to?
Sure. Sure. I mean, you know, like I said, it has to be relevant to what people want to know about. But
sure.
because it's an interactive
Absolutely.
Q&A that people can ask, that they are in the same room. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure
okay.
that this is a fundraising event. All of them will be fundraising events, whether they have a ticket for being a part of it or whether they decide to give a donation when they are online with us for the show. The most important
okay.
thing is that what you miss in a in-person event is the energy, is the adrenaline that flows when you have
mm-hmm.
a lot of people in the room. They can interact. They're all dressed
yeah.
up and they can see each other. They can talk about it. And it builds up an energy that we are trying to create when somebody's sitting at home and, you know, watching a screen. So I have,
right.
you know, you could play music and you could be dancing in the room or you could be singing with somebody that's playing live or you could be doing yoga as all these things are happening online. So what is the best
sure.
experience that you could possibly take with a virtual platform, but transform it so that it transmits that energy to the person watching. And Akshay Patra is one such organization that has been able to do that. I think what it's not just the speaker series, it's the organizers, what the message is, that this is very important. Children in India are India's future, and it's $20 to feed a child for an entire school year. So I don't see a single person in the U.S. who would say, no, I don't think it's in my budget to give you $20 if it's going to feed a child for an entire year. I absolutely don't think that's possible. Anybody would say that. It's always about trust. It's about building something that has been going on for 20 years. And it's a commitment. Mm-hmm. We have not missed a single day in 20 years in feeding a child. Why would we start now? So this has to go on.
Wow.
It's a commitment. And year over year, this fundraising has to happen. So that's another reason why we started TAP Forums, because as you add more children to our program, you're also adding $20 per child in operating expenses every year. So if you were to grow at 5 million children per day that we feed, then it's $100 million you have to raise in funds. So that becomes an unwielding number. So the TAP Forums is essentially to create and look into social impact funds, development bonds, other large areas of funding, and of course to drop our per meal cost so that we would be able to manage our budgets within what the government gives for us per meal.
Very inspiring. And I heard you right, $20 for a child to be fed for an entire year. Is that right?
Exactly right, $20. That includes 232 meals and includes dessert once a week. It includes a menu that is hot. It is customized to the child's taste. The North Indian cuisine is roti-based. South Indian cuisine is rice-based. There are 27 recipes of sambar. The menu alternates every 30 days. So you do not see the same item on the menu for 30 days. And it's hot, and we have 65 quality checks to ensure that the food is hygienic and it is safe. So, you know, if anybody wants to go to India, this is the biggest secret of a tourist attraction nobody knows about. And that is to go watch and see a mega kitchen that can cook anywhere between 10,000 to 200,000 meals in a matter of 6 hours. I doubt anybody has seen that. So anybody wants to go should go visit the kitchen and watch it happen, follow the truck to the school, serve the children, join the children, have lunch. Lunch is on us.
That is pretty incredible. If someone were wanting to do that, how can they learn more? And how can they learn more about, you might have just inspired some people to go out and take you up on that generous offer to do something like that. How might they do that, Vandana? How might they reach out to you and reach out to the organization and plan that? Tell our listeners about that.
Sure. Sure. Our website is foodforeducation.org, foodforeducation.org, and you can reach us at contact@apusa.org. So we'll be happy to put you in touch with our team in India. Go and visit any kitchen at any time. As long as schools are open, our kitchens are open. So you will be able to see a kitchen no matter what. It's just that if you go on a school day, you will actually be able to enjoy the aroma of food cooking.
Oh, wow. And also see the beneficiaries and see that amazing impact that you are made. That would be even more fulfilling, I'd imagine, to do it. And tell us, and for people who might be interested a bit more in learning about the speaker series as well, tell us a little bit more about who is speaking and what they might be speaking on. Is that information available yet, or is it still being crystallized? I don't know.
It's still being crystallized. The speakers have agreed and confirmed that they will be speaking. We just have to confirm the dates. This is new to us in the sense that we have about 7-8 of them planned for this year. And how do we make sure that we market it right? We have the audience right. We have the content right. And of course, in the end, it's all the bottom line is to make sure that we monetize these events. And how do you make sure that last year we raised $8.5 million in the US only. And we are only 10% of what India raises. So that $8.5 million. Yeah. If we were to disappear, India would do just fine. We try and grow as much as possible. We have been growing at 20% every year. But India has a CSR rule where if your company makes more than 500 crores in profit, then you are supposed to give 2% to charity, to an NGO. And so India raises quite a bit on corporate support, banks. And my job, I think, is really, really simple. Even though I quote $8.5 million or whatever, I think, 4 million people in the US, if everybody knew about us, we would do just fine. And the money comes. It happens. There is trust in this organization. They've been around for 20 years. And it's a natural thing to give back for Indians.
When you were talking, there was a lot of interference. I don't know. Do you want to say that again? Part of what you said, there was a lot of interference. I'm not sure why. I've never heard that before. How about editors pick out the interference? I think. But you want to just encapsulate what you just said, just so people don't miss it. I could barely understand because there was a lot of interference. Hello.
I see. Because I couldn't hear anything on my side. But what would you like me to repeat? What was your question?
Maybe the last. Well, I don't. You were speaking for about the last. I had asked initially about the speaker series and who's been confirmed. But you were speaking to something else, I think. But we didn't catch it just because there was a lot of interference.
Oh,
somehow.
Okay.
I don't know.
So is this better now?
This is perfect now. This is perfect now.
Okay.
So I don't know. So why don't we do this? Who's been confirmed for the speaker series? If you have whoever you know of that's been confirmed, and then what we'll do is, and then whatever you were speaking to in the last two minutes or so, if you want to repeat that, just because nobody would have heard, nobody will catch that with the interference, and then that'll be good. So.
Sure.
You want to?
Sure.
Okay. Talk about the speakers and then what you've been speaking up to the last 2 minutes. And then we'll close.
Okay. We have confirmed with speakers Baman Irani, Chef Sanjeev Kapoor, Narayan Murthy, Sheena Iyengar, and many more are in the pipeline as we get them organized together. The main thing behind having a speaker series is to take all our revenues that we raised last year, we raised $8.5 million, and to bring them online and to distribute it over the speaker series. So all of that matters in how we market them, what the content will be. So it's taking us a bit of time to announce the date, but those will happen. And, in the end, it's 4 million Indians in the US. We talk about 8.5-10 million, but so far, India, even though we have been raising 20% more year over year, we still are about 10 to 15% of what India raises. In India, there is a rule that if your company makes more than 500 crores, then you are supposed to give 2% to an NGO. And so India has a lot of support from banks, from corporates, multinationals, PSUs. But in the U.S., our donors are primarily Indians who have done well and are doing well. So even though I say, these large numbers, basically my job is very, very simple. It's you talk about Akshay Patra, you make sure everybody knows about it. The numbers are phenomenal. 1.8 million children every day, $20 to feed a child, 7,300 employees that we employ in India. But in the end of the day, it's when people know about Akshay Patra, they give. There is a built-in trust in the organization that's been around for 20 years. So my job is very simple. It's to let people know what we do and the money comes. It's not that difficult. to understand. We are a brick and mortar manufacturing NGO, been around for 20 years, and there is a lot of faith in making sure that if a child gets a meal in school and it's ensured that that meal is proper and it is hot and hygienic, then the child comes to school for the meal. So when you provide a meal in school, the child often, most often, it's the only meal that the child gets. So when the child comes to school for that one meal of the day, it also ensures that the child attends school, is able to focus in school, and the child stays in school. And what takes 42 years for a family to get out of ensuring a meal also ensures that the family comes out of poverty within 12 years. The child becomes an earning adult instead of dropping out of school, is able to get a much higher paying job, and is able to support a family and a community. So that one meal is what makes Indian children get that chance. They have that opportunity, and they have a right to education and a meal. And, you know, there are 200 million children in government schools in India, and there's a lot more work to be done.
Very inspiring and such high impact. Like you said, Vandana, it just reverberates, right, throughout the whole society. Just that meal, it starts as simple as just that meal with so high impact. So thank you. Thank you for what you do. And thank you for sharing with our listeners how they can be part of this high impact. And for our listeners, in case you joined us late, would like to share the show with people in your life. I'd like to remind you that today's radio show will be archived and available as a podcast on Intersections Match's website, which is intersectionsmatch.com. And our team may be reached at info@intersectionsmatch.com for topics you'd like addressed in the future. Thanks, everyone. And thank you again, Vandana, for sharing the great works of Akshaya Patra.
Thank you, Jasbina. Pleasure being on your show.
Try as I may.